He's a pure rental. He has 2 years left on his contract after this year, but his salaries in those years are over $35 million, non-guaranteed. He's not seeing that money. So this year he's making 16.89. If you trade for him now, you'd have to pay him around $14 million for the rest of the year and have that much cap space. That number will go down by about $968,000 each week. If you trade for him the week of the deadline, you probably end up having to pay him about $10 million for the rest of the year.
That is Dan Graziano sort of laying out some of the framework of how some of the money may work on Davante Adams' contract. Big question I have, we'll get right to phones here at 803-0550, does trading for him, in order to make the trade work, are you going to have to commit to him for 3 years, 4 years? Like, give him a big new bundle, because like Graziano is saying there, the next 2 years, like you go to his SpotTrack page, which I did yesterday before we talked to Mike Jannetty, who runs that site and owns it. You see $44 million is the cap figure for 25 and 26. Oh my God, I can't trade for this guy, but there's an out. None of that's guaranteed. So this is where, like, what does a team acquiring him really want? I would want, myself, at 32 years of age, if I were going to acquire him, I would want to rent him for this year and not, at that age, pay a market rate, top flight, number one receiver contract out to Davante Adams. There's some other team that might, I mean, at his age, there's got to be a small pool of teams that would really want to do that. But someone might want to, and that might end up being what pushes that team to make the trade, if he's agreeable. I mean, we're all seeing different reports. The Jets, the Saints are places he'd like to go. Makes sense. Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr. He went to Vegas to play with Derek Carr, and then the rug got ripped out from under him there. I think the money in the future could be cumbersome if it requires you to do a new deal with him. I'm not interested at all in doing that. If I could rent him, if I feel I need it in a few weeks, that's a conversation I'm willing to have. I am not interested at all in doing a deal and extending him with a big, splashy, fancy new contract. No way. I'm a hard no. 803-0550 is the number. Zach is first up this segment. Hi, Zach. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Chris. Nice talking to you here. I'm with you on this Adams thing. Like, if it's a rental, for sure. I mean, I don't see why not. I think you can only improve the team. But, and first and foremost, like, if they're winning games, then, like, I don't care how they're doing it. I don't care who's eating or snacking or whatever. As long as you can keep it going and it's sustainable. But the one thing that's kind of been on my mind since this everybody eats mentality has risen here is, to what extent does it need to, I guess for lack of a better term, succeed in order for them to not want to add something next offseason? And I don't mean usually like looking that far ahead just because, so mm-hmm. much can change. But like if they can get somebody like a Higgins or a Metcalf in the offseason next year, that to me would be incredible. But like, does that mean if something like that happens, does that mean the receiving core is not, going well? You know what I'm getting at here?
Yeah.
Like, that's something that's really been on my mind. It's such a strange spot because I want them to succeed. I want to see this kind of play out. But at the same time, like, well, I think they're going to need somebody like significant next year. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you, Zach. That's why, again, I like a couple things. You said everybody snacks back to me again today, and it's like the fourth or fifth person who's done that. And I need to be clear. Like, I'm not claiming ownership of coining that phrase. That was Mike. He's not here today. I'm sure he'd love to be hearing it being used as liberally as it's being used, but that is not my phrasing. It's in the room. Like, it's, our names are on the sign, but it was Mike with everybody snacks. Anyway, so there's that. Yeah, I think, this year, that's why, to me, the first great experiment of Josh Allen's career is what we're smack dab in the middle of here. We're not even in the middle. I mean, we just started. We're four games in. And I think how that goes will inform what they feel they need to do or not do next year. If it you know, blows up in their faces and we get through a couple of more games and they're either combing the waiver wire for bargains or calling the Raiders or calling the Browns or calling whomever has a receiver that could help, then, you know, then you've got your answer, right? They needed to do something. The temptation I have right now, and it's not overwhelming, right? Like, I'm not dug in to the point where you can't, you know, topple me off. I'm not going to die on this hill. But right now, I'm inclined to want to see the great experiment through. At least at this point, I am. And, you know, that could change. A few more weeks of information here come in and, you know, the Bills suffer, you know, need to throw, can't throw, guys aren't open, Allen's struggling. You know, we saw some evidence of that in Baltimore, but that's it. Everything else has kind of been pretty easy for them. Even the opener, when they needed to throw it, they got where they needed to go in that game and got their lead and then kind of sat on it. Could have been a little more aggressive at the end, in my opinion, but nonetheless, right? So I don't think I have enough information yet to say, other than anecdotally, which is, well, they've had Diggs, and great teams have great players and great receivers, therefore you should need one. The great experiment is, let's find out if that's right or not. Do I need to spend $30-plus million a year on T. Higgins or D.K. Metcalf if they were to, you know, be in our orbit here? Or Devontae Adams or Stephon Diggs? Or can I kind of get by adding Curtis Samuel to my offense and drafting Keon Coleman and having Mac Hollins on the field all the time because he blocks and he's, you know, barefoot and doesn't eat with utensils? I'm sure that's not why he's on the team. I'm just, you know, commenting on some of the quirky personality traits that people seem to find endearing about the guy. Nonetheless, you're going to find that out. That's what the great experiment is. And, you know, obviously if the Bills get the answer they're seeking, which is we don't have to be in that business, well, then you can pay your center more and you can pay your pass rushers and you can keep better corners and all of it. I mean, it just stands to reason you'd be the beneficiary of having an offense that can still be a driving force on a Super Bowl caliber contending team and not be paying the market rate for that top shelf receiver. Man, that's like a cheat code. And, you know, and every year will not be the same in this respect, but generally speaking, I think if you ride this out and are successful, you've got an answer that can be of great value to you. You know, the risk is that you do that and, you know, you still are held back. You still really need a number one in the playoffs against a really good team. What if I run into Baltimore again? You know, there's a lot of things that can undo it, but the overarching point here to me is they're trying to find out whether they need to live like that or not. And it is of great value to them, in my opinion, to find the answer to that. Brian is next up. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hi. So in regards to your question, long term, absolutely not. I'm 31 years old. I'm totally on board with you. In terms of it's a rental, my question is, they're asking for a second round pick and something else. What do you think the something else is? I think Amari Cooper is a better option, much cheaper. Probably don't have to give up a second round pick. Well, you don't have to give up a second round pick from. But long term, no. And what do you think the other piece of the trade is? Because they want two pieces.
Okay, Brian. I think there's been some reporting that it's like a second and a fifth I've seen. Could a roster player be of some value in that respect, like in place of a fifth round pick? Yeah, maybe. If you've got a spare part here, someone brought up Kyer Elam to us yesterday as an idea here. And look, like that, he doesn't have a first round value anymore, despite being drafted in the first round just 3 years ago. I mean, need that be said, right? Does he take the place of a mid-round pick, a day three pick in the draft? Maybe at this point. So maybe that's a way you could avoid having to give up that day three asset, a fifth-round pick. But the nuts of it is going to be the second-round pick. And, for a rental, again, because I'm not at all interested in doing something long-term with this player. But a rental, if the next few weeks unfold in a certain way, you could get my attention. But what's the downside? The downside is you're kind of in the business here of needing those guys to show up and matter for you right away or very soon, certainly while they're on their rookie contracts. Cole Bishop is an example of this. Second round pick, like, I'm excited about this player. I'm not sure I want to put my name on. I'm excited to see him have to be one of their starting safeties. And we could be there right now with Taylor Rapp in concussion protocol. Like, that could be where we end up. And whether he's ready or not, it might not matter anymore. He might just be the next guy in line and they have to do it. But you're going to need guys like that to show up and play for you and start for you and matter for you as you continue to pay your right tackle and your left tackle and your quarterback and your edge rushers and, all of it, right? So that asset could be very hard to part with, in my opinion. So that's the formula you're working with there. But, the second piece of it to me should not be, it's not a deterrent to making the deal. The nuts of it is, do I want to pay a second round pick? And look, that's out of the wrapper here with this. This story is only really a day old, at least officially, since we know Adams has made it known he'd like to be traded and that the Raiders are willing to facilitate said trade. So that only has been a day. The initial reporting indicates they're looking for that, a second and a fifth. We'll see. The market might not dictate that they can get that. And that's why I think, certainly I wouldn't expect any team, the New York Jets, even with fancy Aaron Rodgers, and, he and Adams having been teammates, I don't even think they're paying that price right now. They might when they get to November 5th, when the trade deadline is, but I think this will take a while. Because teams are going to balk at that price initially and maybe end up not even ever paying it. So it's hard to know sitting here right now. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 803-0550. More of your calls on the way. A couple of lines open if you want to hop in there on them. We got room for you, and we'll make sure we get to you before the top of the hour when Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports joins us to talk about all of this, the Bills through 4 weeks, and more. That's all ahead here. Your calls, though, right on the other side here at 803-0550. Mike is off today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is